Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a energy upscaling practitioner, a fear innate practitioner, a divine infinity healing practitioner, and I know lots of other methods of helping you to let go of those old beliefs. I'm also a conscious channel, an energy healer, a speaker, an author, and who knows what else. I just want to help people to have better lives, to actually experience joy in living instead of worry and doubt and fears and oh my and how am I ever going to do this, that, or the other. So I help them let go of all of that and move back into that beautiful energy that is filled with possibility and allows you to create an absolutely wonderful life. One of the courses I teach is in automatic writing, and that one is a new course is opening up on Wednesday. It's at 11 a.m. Central Time, so that's 9 a.m. on the West Coast and noon on the East Coast. So if you are interested in that, go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there is a tab called Automatic Writing. And it's not just about automatic writing. There's also spiritual development, and I also help the people in the course release beliefs that they need to let go of so that they can make their lives better. I do that releasing of beliefs in everything that I do. So even if it's a class on writing automatically, if you have blocks to doing the automatic writing, we would eliminate those blocks because it's important for you to actually be able to do the things that you desire to do. You are important. You are the most important person in your life. And accepting that is something that most people have a problem with. I know that I had a problem with it, and I am still learning to accept that. And I am seeing what a huge difference it makes in who I am being in each moment when I fully accept myself and accept that I have value. I am important. And it's changing my relationships in ways that I actually like, you know? So I encourage you to call in if you have a question or if you would like to experience some change in your life. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. 1-800-875-0045. And don't forget that if you call in and you have a question, then you need to press the number 1 so that it lights up on my studio board and I know that I need to unmute you and have a conversation. Okay. Let me check and see if guidance has anything else they want me to say before we move to callers. So one of the things that I do, which is a new thing that I'm doing, which is called energy upcycling, and I just love that name, because what it does is it goes in for whatever the issue is and takes out all of the old, dark, murky, mucky, yucky stuff and fills you with beautiful, golden, unconditional love. So it is upcycling your energy, you know, taking you from the darkness into the light. And it's quick, it's totally painless. I haven't had anyone experience any pain. Oh, that's not true. DC's toes curled. But she's the only person who's done that. So for most people, it's painless, except for DC and her toes curl. And they always uncurl, so it's no big deal. It's very fast, and I find that when we work on one particular issue, it leads us to issues that are connected to it. Like if you do self-love, then there's probably going to do some work on actually loving your body, loving your life, loving yourself, so that you can clear all of that energy and you can actually know that you truly love yourself. That's part of the whole process, you know, asking the question, is this true? And if you get that it's not true, then we look and see what else needs to be cleared so that the issue is actually gone. And you only have to do this process once on the issue, and it takes away all of the old stuff that disconnects you from all of the old patterns, including any ancestral stuff, any past life stuff. It goes through all of that and clears out everything that needs to be cleared out. And it leaves you feeling just wonderfully relaxed. And I'm always smiling. Whenever they're filling me with that beautiful, golden, unconditional love, I just start smiling and the smile just stays with you. So it's a wonderful process. It's something new that I do. If you're interested in it, look on my Facebook page, because I haven't put it on the website yet because for some reason my computer is not connecting with my website. But it's on the Facebook page. It's $99 for 30 minutes, and it's amazing how much work you can actually do in 30 minutes. It really changes your life in 30 minutes. And it's just amazing. I just absolutely love it. So if you are interested and you can't find it on Facebook, send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and we can work at it from that direction. All right. That was all they wanted me to talk about. So now we are going to go to our callers. And our first call is from area code 415. Let's see if this is Blair.
It is. That sounds awesome. Your new gift.
It is awesome. I absolutely love it. I do it on myself, and it's really just changing my life. So, what's going on with you?
Cool. How is it changing your life? Do you have specifics? Do you want to share?
I do have some. Let's see. First of all, it's much easier for me to talk. And, you know, mm-hmm. people who've known me for years know that there was a time when I really wouldn't say much of anything, and now sometimes I wonder if I'll shut up. But it's easier for me to say what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling. I'm much more open to what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling. I've opened up to the power within me and my ability to do this work, even though I have no idea how it works. My brain you know, at first was like, okay, we can't do this because we don't know what it is, and now my brain really has nothing to do with it. So I just opened up to allowing myself to do what I'm guided to do and know that it works, and I love the reactions of people, and it's just amazing. Another thing that I noticed, especially this week, there was an incident that happened in my family where one of the nephews that lives with me, with their mother, disappeared, and he was a three-year-old, and we couldn't find him. And everybody was freaking out, and I was completely calm. And I looked within and saw that he was safe, so there was really no reason to be upset. And then they had me do a little clearing on myself, and that allowed me to actually see where he was, and what I saw was him with a policeman. And so I finally talked his mother into calling the police. They showed up, and the police woman, after she took all this information, said, yeah, he's sitting in the back seat of my car. She had picked him up,
yeah,
and he's been sitting in the back seat of her car playing ever since then. And they had just been waiting for his mother to call in. So there was no need for anybody to be, you know, upset and crying and all of that, which they all were, but I never did. Never crossed my mind anything wrong.
That's
an example of how it's changed me.
That sounds very nice. Good. I'm happy for you, Barbara. That's awesome. It's always fun getting to
meet
you.
I am too.
Yeah. Cool. So just a couple things here. I think they're just sort of minor stuff. I worked out a deal with this horse stable. This was maybe 2 weeks already. And I've been having trouble getting in touch with the owner, and like, I'll send emails to him, and he wanted somebody else to, like, at the stable to help him with things. But it's been hard to get in touch with them. And I like emailing people back and forth because I'm like creating something. So rather than making a phone call each time and just asking a certain question, it just kind of flows better for me to like email or to text or whatever. And I mean, who really likes talking on the phone anyway these days? I don't know, but I didn't want to keep going down there because I've been doing a lot of this, like, sort of running around to different places, and I'm driving far, and of course then I'm like spending time and energy and gas and blah blah blah. So I've been working through, like, frustration, I guess, and at times, like, anger and impatience having to do with this stable and then this other girl that I connected with, because I reached out to her several times and I was like, hey, let's talk, you know, let's set up, like, some business deal between us. And I asked her maybe two times, I mentioned it to her, and she's very friendly. She's linked me in with other people at her stable. I had told you stories about it, that I went down to go meet some of them. And I don't feel like following up with her because part of that thing was like, hey, when you get back, I want to talk about, you know, working together, working on a business deal. And it's sort of like she's not taking that bait. Like, again, I don't think she's really business savvy and whatever. And so there's these two scenarios with these two stables. So meanwhile, this week I was giving myself some space to not follow up, because I was like, you know what, Blair, if you're annoyed, it's for a reason. Just let it go. Develop what you need to within yourself. You could always bring clients there if you have something. And so I worked out my energy, and I came up with an event that I want to teach, which is something I've been like thinking about and sitting on for a year, like trying to, you know, waiting for spirit to share with me what I was going to do. So that event came through, and I just started putting stuff on my website. I was like, don't wait. You know, one of my things is I don't like waiting for people. I move very fast, and people tend to move slow. And I said, fine, you don't have to stop yourself. There's no need to block yourself. Just keep going. I put this stuff up on my site today. I've been trying to reach out to the owner again, or to reach this other lady at this one stable that he wanted me to speak to, the lady to organize. And so this has been going on for 3 days that I've been trying to get in touch with someone. They don't answer the phone. They don't email back. You know, it's all this. So there's kind of a couple things going on here, because one part of me sort of thinks, well, I think it's the old part of me that says, well, you know what? It's not working out. It's not right here. Let it go. Whereas this new part of me, which I'm not 100% sure if this is the right way to behave, but it's been working out, let's put it that way. But I'm also expending a lot more energy, but again, it's new. So is the new part of me is like, just do what you want. You know, people just say what you want, just do what you want. And who cares if they're like kind of weird about this or that. And so I contacted the person again today. They're not available until later. And the girl who he wanted me to deal with at the stable, she ended up texting me after she heard that I called. And she said, hey, I spoke to some people. They're not interested in your service. They also don't have the money. It's, I don't want to be, I don't want to waste your time. So like, thank you for your time and, you know, whatever, basically goodbye. And I was like, again, it's sort of that fine line. Should I just say, okay, goodbye, or do I continue? So I'm not here to convince anybody. So it's sort of like on the border of that. But I was like, hey, I forwarded you a new flyer. Did you check it out? I'm still learning how to present my work, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of went back and forth with her a little bit, and it became clear to me, hey, you know, once again, Blair, you have to say your work is for people who, I don't know why I'm like a little hesitant about that, but I keep being reminded about that with the horse stuff. Your work is for people who are into healing, self-development, spirituality, and growth. You have to say that. Otherwise, people are just looking for like, because they go, oh, I don't want a reading about myself. I just want to know about my horse. But it's like, you guys are connected. That's how the messages come through for me. It's not like a surface level reading. Like none of my work is like surface level. It's like deep healing work for you. And your horse has messages for you on how to shift and transform your life. So I was like, fine, there's nothing to be ashamed about this, whatever. And so I went back and forth with her for a little bit. I said, fine, just let me know if you want to promote this event. Otherwise, I'll do it on my own. I'll just pay him a rental fee, which is good because I didn't even like the deal I worked out with him. I was giving him too much of a commission off of sessions from his boarders. And so I said, fine, it's working out. But through this, I'm like sort of having some anger that I'm like working through. And then it just sort of ended that I was like, Blair, you know what? I'm going to still post this. It's almost let's just say some of this is like related to courage or just persistence. It's all of it. So I just posted it on my page and on this forum that I'm with locally. And I was basically like, do you want to host this event at your stable and like contact me? And it has their stable information, but it really doesn't matter. In my head, it's like, whatever. I mean, partly it's like, who cares? Just continue on. The other girl said, okay, the owner will be available at 4:00. Part of me thinks, is this other lady trying to like basically cock block me? It's not like, fine, I'm just going to host the event. I'll pay you a rental fee to host the event. There's sort of a little wondering of, is he going to let me do that? Which, why wouldn't he? Like, none of this stuff affects them. Like, I don't even know why she would say, whatever, thanks, we're not going to offer your service, or thanks for your, I was not even relying on them. Of course, it would be nice to have the support of the stable, but, and yes, I do want that, but like, I was thinking to myself, Blair, what do you want? You just want a place to host your event. You'll just host the event. Once people start seeing the work that I do, they're going to want to have a session, and who cares? The word get, I want to just pass my, share my work with the world. I want to, this is something that I could start traveling with, teaching this type of event at horse stables. So that's the whole story. I had to share it. I know you're not crazy about stories, or actually, no, that's not true. She listens to plenty of people's stories, but that's my story. So any healing related to that. And also just as a side note, I am curious what you are picking up related to my thyroid, because I don't really pay that much attention to it anymore. I mean, I'm still kind of conscious of it as far as like loving and respecting it. But you still see it. It doesn't stick out as much. You still see it. The nodules are still there. You could see the nodules or feel them. I'm wondering, is this ever going to going to disappear? Again, I feel like it's going to, but I just thought I'd ask about that too, since I hear you doing all this like health stuff with Nathaniel. So that kind of, let me ask Barbara about it again. So.
Okay. So when I look at your thyroid, basically I hear that they already answered your question. They told you that it's going away. So they're wondering why you ask me the same thing that you've already gotten an answer to. Why are you
asking
your answer?
Because I do a lot. I mean, I haven't asked you for a really long time, it feels like. And I've just been moving on with my life. That was the guidance. Just move on. I think also the other element is I've been healing my gut, because I do think that that is part of the healing of the thyroid. And just in general, I've had stomachs, just a sensitive stomach since I was young. And it just kind of came into my awareness. Let's take care of that. You don't have to live with that anymore. And I started taking kefir, which is a milk product. So that kind of, I was like, the idea is to stay off milk, which I have basically been off milk, unless I have a craving for pizza or ice cream, which I, but most of the time I'm refraining from it, because milk is like about, is known to bring inflammation in the body. And I was following, I like Medical Medium, and he talks about on how, dairy grows, nodules, tumors, whatever, just basically issues in the body. So I think that was part of, I would say to myself, Blair, you were guided to this. You're going to switch over to papaya, which helps with digestion in your stomach too. So, but if you're doing kefir, I want to fully embrace it that, hey, this has been making my stomach feel better. I feel really good when I drink the kefir. So that's not going to be bad. But yet, it's sort of like, are you sure? And I looked in a new mirror. Sometimes when I go to different places, then I'll look in a mirror, when you're in the bathroom it's usually just in someone's bathroom. So I was in someone's bathroom that had very good lighting, and I can see that it was very clear that my part of my thyroid was sticking out. So I said, so it's the old habit of questioning myself, I guess. Still, I don't want to feel bad about it, but it's still a little twinkle there. It's definitely, it's like a number 2 or 3 compared to what it used to be, like a 10. So I'm still going to feel good about myself with how much it's changed. But yeah.
Well, the more you let go of your old way of being and change into the new person that you are becoming, the more you're going to be letting go of the issues from the past, the issues with your stomach, the issues with your thyroid, any other issues that you used to focus on, because you are going to be focusing on what you are creating instead of what's wrong. So you're shifting into looking at possibilities instead of finding problems. And
yes,
that's part of what's going on with the stable work, because you are partially looking at possibilities and you are partially still finding problems. When you are emailing people or texting them or even phone calling them, there are some people who do not respond. Some people who do not respond quickly, some people who never respond, some people who respond right away. So if you are approaching this and you are expecting everyone to respond the way that you respond, you will always be disappointed, because they are not you, and they will not do things the way that you do them. And there's nothing you can do to change that. So you need to make sure that you are looking at the big picture of what it is that you want to create. Do you just want a place where you can do your work, you just want to pay a fee and bring in, and then you take care of everything, and they don't have anything at all to do except to provide the place, then present it that way. Now, if you are presenting it that it's going to be a partnership and you are going to talk to all of your people and you are going to get them to come to this, that's a completely different thing than them just providing space. You need to let them know what it is you want. And if you ask them to talk to their people and they do so and their people say no, then in their minds, that means that they no longer have any reason to have business with you. Because you are thinking they might just provide a space, and they are thinking we're supposed to get our people into it, and our people are not into it, so there's really no reason for us to have any contact with her anymore. You've got two different things going on there. You need to be clear about what it is that you want. And you need to be clear with yourself, too. Because sometimes you're not really sure what it is that you're trying to do either.
100%. Right. That is exactly the conversation I've been having with myself the last couple weeks when I've been approaching these people. I said, you know what? Cut yourself some slack because you were not really sure. So I said, fine. If they're, let's regroup. If these people are not interested, clearly they're not interested in self-growth, or they don't understand what I'm doing, or who cares? It's against stories. Who cares? Fine. At this point, I'm ready to do this event, and I'm already very good at promoting myself. Of course, I would love for the stable to promote me, but so I'm reapproaching this. So I said, fine. You know what, Blair? This has been a lesson for you. You've been, the horse stuff is still new. You're still figuring out how you like to operate, what you want to offer, and the partnerships you want to create. So I said, fine. Don't get angry about this. This is, be patient with yourself, you know, be compassionate with yourself and other people. So fine. You'll go call the guy. Now I'm asking myself, do I 100% want to host this event? Because now in my head, I'm thinking, am I going into territory where it's, what's the word? Hostile? I don't know if that's the right word, but that's the word that's coming in my head. Is this a hostile environment that they, quote, don't want me there? And I don't think that's the right way to think, because it's like, just off of this event, well, so, yeah. Fine. I approached them the first thing. They said, fine, we don't have people who are interested. Fine. Okay. Regroup. Yes, I think I would like to host the event there, but am I feeling weird about this, that I'm going, that I'm not welcome?
Why would you assume you're not welcome? They just told you they didn't have anybody interested. They didn't say, get out of our stable and don't ever come back. We don't ever want to see you again. That would let you know that you're not welcome.
Right.
So you are creating a story about you not being welcome. If you want to do the event there, then talk to them and ask them, can I do an event here? And if you want them to send the information about the event to their people, you can say, would you mind emailing the people on your list? I don't want a copy of your list, but I'd like for you to send this to them so they can know what's going on. And you can set it up so that if they sign up, then you get a commission because you did do some work, and then the rest of the money would come to me. So you can make an arrangement like that where you are the one responsible for what is happening. They are just sending the information out to their people, and if their people sign up through them, then they get a little cut. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to propose. I guess what happened was I had this down. I sent them the information about the session. I didn't think that they were – I didn't know what they were doing because I couldn't get in touch with them. And then I updated the flyer. I guess what happened was she was already going to work asking people if they were interested, and I was waiting to hear some feedback from her as far as what to do on this flyer. I don't know. It was just weird. So fine, I'm going to call at 4 o'clock or after four. I'm going to see if he's open to hosting this event. Like, just I rent out the place, you know, rental fee or whatever. And that's what I was going to propose. But it just seemed like this lady was texting me. It seemed like she just, it felt like she was just very closed-minded. Like, she was like, we don't want to do this. And I was like, well, what about this event? And she didn't really get back to me. So, again, I don't know if she's asking around people again about it. But my last text to her was just basically like, I just would want to know if you want to promote this. And if not, that's fine. I'll promote it myself. I'll just host it there. It just was like, so fine. I'll just regroup. I'll go outside, just relax a little bit. Again, I get tired so easily. I just feel... Again, I know it's like new stuff I'm doing, but a lot of times I just feel sort of exhausted because I'm sorting through so much information of like, what am I doing here? And it shifts and changes, which that's the part of the beauty of creating. But I also always, I guess, feel sort of that time urgency because it's, again, I link it to money. Now, with this other stable owner, she's not a stable owner. She just owns the rescue. How many times do I need to reach out? I'm like, Blair, let it go right now. You don't have an event you're not guided to teach anything there right now for the time being. But how many times am I feel like she pulls on that, that's a pulling of my energy. Like, that's what irritates me. Because how many times do I have to reach out to her to say, hey, let's work out a deal for me to host sessions down there or whatever? Like, not once has she's talked about other things, but not once has she been like, okay, when I get back, or yes, let's have a call, or yes, I'm into it, or something. She'll just talk about other things. So, like, what's the fine line of being like, you know what, this girl's kind of annoying. Like, that's sort of how I feel. Like, you know, Blair, I don't know if she's really, like, super in alignment. Like, she has some issues going on. She has a brain tumor she's dealing with right now. Like, she has, like, other things. Her mom's in hospice, so her mom's dying. So, like, Blair, just let it go. Like, you know, and this girl, I don't know. I mean, but how do you call it of saying, you know what, this girl's draining my energy. I reached out several times. I've gone down to her, to the rescue twice already. And you just let it go, which is what I'm basically doing right now, is just letting it go because I just feel irritated. Versus,
yes, because you are chasing her instead of attracting what you desire. You are chasing. Stop chasing. You're not supposed to chase.
Right, which is why I'm just, okay, so which is why I'm letting it go. So
right.
That's...
Let it go. That's it.
Well, that goes back to that other conversation of, like, I'm learning to accept more and more and just not take it personally at all, of like, hey, some people don't reply, some people this, some people that, some people just get to work and don't even tell you that they are, like the other lady, you know, and she didn't reply to my email, so fine, you know, like people have different ways of operating. So how do you know this lady was not even going to get back to me? The only reason why she did was because I called again today. I had called several times yesterday, no one was answering the phone. Like, how do you know when it's like, if people aren't good at communicating, you know, you understand what I'm asking?
You can set yourself criteria and say, okay, I send, you know, 3 emails. If I get no response, then I let it go. And if they need to contact me, they know how to contact me because I've sent them the emails. And once you let it go, you let it go. You don't think about it. You don't wonder about it. You just let it go and move on with your life. Right now, you get caught up in the energy of it all. and you find it winding around you and getting tighter and tighter because people are not doing what you think they should be doing, you're not getting the responses and all of this other stuff, and you're just tightening that energy around you, and you need to stop that because you're driving yourself crazy. So we're going to do some Dear Innate statements. Dear Innate, I release the need to control others.
Dear Innate, I release the need to control others.
Dear Innate, I release the need to resist what I see.
Dear Innate, I release the need to resist what I see.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to attract clients.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to attract clients.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to attract opportunities.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to attract opportunities.
Dear Innate, I trust my wisdom.
Dear Innate, I trust my wisdom.
Dear Innate, my wisdom shows me what to do.
Dear Innate, my wisdom shows me what to do.
Dear Innate, I make good decisions.
Dear Innate, I make good decisions.
Dear Innate, I no longer chase anyone.
Dear Innate, I no longer chase anyone.
Dear Innate, I have value.
Dear Innate, I have value.
Dear Innate, people benefit from the work that I do.
Dear Innate, people benefit from the work I do.
Dear Innate, I attract clients who can afford to pay me.
Dear Innate, I attract clients who can afford to pay me.
Dear Innate, I attract opportunities that can afford my services.
Dear Innate, I attract opportunities that can afford my services.
Dear Innate, it is easy for me to let go of what does not work.
Dear Innate, it is easy for me to let go of what does not work.
Dear Innate, I trust my own intuition.
Dear Innate, I trust my own intuition.
Dear Innate, I accept that other people are not like me.
Dear Innate, I accept that other people are not like me.
Dear Innate, I attract people who are easy to work with.
Dear Innate, I attract people who are easy to work with.
Dear Innate, I create a life that flows.
Dear Innate, I create a life that flows.
Dear Innate, I release all suffering and struggle.
Dear Innate, I release all suffering and struggle.
Dear Innate, I release the need to second guess anything.
Dear Innate, I release the need to second guess anything.
Dear Innate, I trust my heart.
Dear Innate, I trust my heart.
Dear Innate, I create my life.
Dear Innate, I create my life.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to succeed.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to succeed.
Take a nice deep breath.
Yeah, I'm not following up with this guy anymore. I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay.
It'll just be up there as an example because I've already spent too much life force trying to get in touch with him and back and forth, and you know, it's a thing that I put in so much effort. You know, it's been almost a year that I was looking for a stable, and for a lot I put in so much energy, time, effort, to find staples, and then I found two, and I'm ready to move forward. You know, I'm ready to, I get ideas, I'm ready to go. And I have to start working with somebody else. You know, you have to like kind of deal with the way that they operate. And that's what sort of messes me up a bit, because I'm moving on to the next phase of like, okay, let me put this on my site. Let me start promoting it. And they're still processing stuff on their end or whatever's going on. And I am on to the next thing already because I've already spent so much time focusing on this. So what happens is I'm definitely grateful for how it's gotten me this far, because I have a website that's up now. I have several pages on the website up now. I have basically like an event that I'm teaching that I can teach at different states. Like, there's so much that has come from it, and I would like to be able to just focus on that stuff, whereas I get irritated because what has happened, or what it looks like has happened, is that the people who I have connected with, then it doesn't seem like it doesn't end up working out with them, or it doesn't seem to be working out with them, and then it's like more delays and you know, so it's like things, it looks like I'm busy, but I'm still not working. You know, it's kind of like one of those things. Working as in working and getting paid. It's a lot of blossoming without actually connecting with clients, people, things, money, you know, that type of thing.
You may want to develop a written kind of proposal about what it is you do, letting them know, this is what I do, this is what I need from you, this is the benefit that it will have for other people. So you want to let them know what you want from them, let them know what you do, and let them know the benefits. Write that up and actually hand it to them so that they have a clear understanding.
Yeah, I could do that now. I wasn't able to do that before, which again, that's the gift here. That's one of the many gifts, but I just still feel sort of raw with anger, frustration, annoyance, you know? I can do that now.
And you need to let all of that stuff go, because it doesn't
even
really get to feel any of it.
I know. I try to. I've been working through it for the last couple of weeks, you know, in layers of like just letting that go. But I'm always like sort of on the verge that I can go into like sort of the rage of it. I mean, not that intense, or to just be like, fuck this. And that's the letting go of like, whatever, you have to just like trust the process and you just let it go. So I choose the letting go path because I know that, but there's still that, what feels like that anger brewing. I mean, I don't want to think that I'm suppressing it, but
no, look at why you're feeling the anger. Usually it's because you're taking something personally. You're taking the fact that these people are not responding to you personally. This is not personal. Do not make it personal. It's not personal to them. It shouldn't be personal to you. And just let them be who they are being.
Well, I also pulled this card and it says, don't let your desires like rule you or something. Because it's that element too of like, I want these desires, quote, so bad. I want to get into it. I want to start doing it. So I have to like pay attention to that too, I think, like write myself a note of like, or just have a mental note of like, hey, these are desires that spirit has too. Like just let it, it'll work out. Like it's still retraining your mind to be like, it's just going to work out. It might not work out with them, but just to like release that, like that hold tight on like, the desires to come to fruition.
You're not turning your desires into obsessions, because that's not a desire. That's an obsession. That's a completely different energy, and that does not feel good. So make sure you are keeping your desires as desires. A desire feels good, whether it's fulfilled or not. And there's no pressure to a desire. So if you're feeling any pressure about any of this, you've changed your desires into an obsession, and you need to let that go. Because that is not going to bring you what you desire. It's going to actually push it away. It's important for you to stay in the energy of feeling good about whatever it is you are doing, whoever it is you are dealing with. There should be joy in everything that you do. And if there's not joy, then look at what you are creating. Because you are not creating your desires being fulfilled. You're creating a bunch of crap. And you need to stop that, because that does not benefit you. It never will. And it will never bring your desires to fruition. So start looking at what you're doing and what you're feeling. And you may want to just, you know, schedule one of those energy upcycling sessions with me so we can go in and clear a lot of this crap out of your way.
What are you charging for that?
It's $99 for 30 minutes.
Is that how long it usually takes? Okay.
Yeah, it usually takes about 30 minutes. Most people, that's about how much they can handle. It does a lot of clearing, a lot.
Okay,
well, think that over. All
right, thank you.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
And our next caller is from area code 951. Is this Nathaniel?
Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Nathaniel. How about you?
Pretty good.
Okay, the angels say that they've been working with you, and you have been open and cooperative, and they're really very pleased with you. So good work. You're making the angels happy.
Great. I've really come a long way, you know.
Yeah, you really have. You really have. Your energy is so different now than it was even 6 months ago. You're smoother, you're flowing more, you're just you just feel good.
Piece of paradise.
So what's going on that you want to work on today?
Well, I'm just kind of relaxing yet this morning, so I guess I could just affirm the music career and try to progress with that somehow.
Okay.
Anything else that you think of?
Okay. So whenever you talk about the music, I start hearing that song, I've Got the Music in Me.
Me?
Because
that was a big hit.
What's in you is the music, the beautiful, beautiful music. All right, so let's work on some statements to help you get that music out. Here innate, I accept that I have the music in me.
Urinate, I accept that I have the music in me.
Urinate, I accept that music is my purpose.
Urinate, I accept music is my purpose.
Urinate, I allow music to fulfill me.
Urinate, I allow music to fulfill me.
Urinate, I share my music with others.
urinate, I share my music with others.
Dear Nate, I attract people who are ready to pay for my music.
Dear Nate, I attract people who are ready to pay for my music.
Dear Nate, I use my music to make a good living.
Dear Nate, I use my music to make a good living.
Dear Nate, I deserve to be paid for my music.
Dear Nate, I deserve to be paid for my music.
Dear Nate, I change people's lives with my music.
Dear Nate, I change people's lives with my music.
Dear Nate, I allow my musical gifts to fully develop.
Dear Nate, I allow my musical talents and abilities to pursue, to grow and manifest. I'm not sure what you said there.
Hey, what you said works too. Dear Nate, I know I have value.
Dear Nate, I know I have value.
Dear Nate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I completely love and accept my music.
Dear Nate, I love and completely accept my music.
Dear Nate, I am fulfilled.
Dear Nate, I am fulfilled.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, great, wonderful.
Hey, thanks a lot, Barbara. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Nathaniel, and have a beautiful, magical day, okay?
Okay, thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we are going to the caller from area code 604. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, it's Charlene. Thank you. Hi.
And what can I do for you today, Charlene?
My son, I'm fairly concerned about my son. He and I lived together, and he'd been involved in a fairly significant accident a few years ago. So still pulling together the carnage, putting things back together, I guess, and helping him move forward in a healthy way.
How old is your son?
He's 24.
Okay. As one of the things guidance is saying is that it's time for you to step back and let him be him. Sometimes with a mother and a son, or a mother and a child that met a son or a daughter, you really want to help them. You really want to fix their life. And you are willing to do anything because that is your child. And sometimes that gets in the way. And they're saying that some of the things that you are wanting to help him with are not really necessarily in alignment with what he wants. So there may be some conflict there.
Okay.
Do you talk to him to ask him what he wants, what his goals are, what he's wanting to achieve in his life? What he's wanting to achieve as far as his physical mobility and health and all of that kind of stuff? Do you ask him?
Sort of. He's fairly communicative on what he's looking to achieve because he'd had a serious brain injury. There can be scatteredness with his communication. So, and very present in the moment at many times.
Okay. So our energy has an effect on the energy of other people.
Of course.
And if you have a belief that he can't do something based on the way it's been in the past, your belief can actually get in the way of his moving forward and doing something.
Of course.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I've always been incredibly mindful of that, actually.
Wonderful. Well, they want us to do some Dear Innate statements and clearing some of your beliefs because there's still some old energy attached to some of the stuff. And they want to get the old energy out of the way so that you are looking at this kind of with fresh eyes, you know, with a new energy about it. Are you willing to do that?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to make those wonderful Dear Innate statements. And I just want you to repeat what I say out loud.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Dear Innate, I release the accident.
Dear Innate, I release the accident.
Dear Innate, I release my son's injuries.
Dear Innate, I release my son's injuries.
Dear Innate, I release my son's limitations.
Dear Innate, I release my son's limitations.
Dear Innate, I release any need to fix my son.
Dear Innate, I release any need to fix my son.
Dear Innate, I accept my son exactly as he is.
Dear Innate, I accept my son exactly as he is.
Dear Innate, I give my son the freedom to explore his own life.
Dear Innate, I give my son the freedom to explore his own life.
Dear Innate, I give myself the freedom to explore my own life.
Dear Innate, I give myself the freedom to explore my own life.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear Innate, I release all responsibility for my son.
Dear Innate, I release all responsibility for my son.
Dear Innate, I am creating my own life.
Dear Innate, I am creative in my own life.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I release any need to control others.
Dear Innate, I release any need to control others.
Dear Innate, I release any anger about the accident.
Dear Innate, I release any anger about the accident.
Dear Innate, I release any resentment about the accident.
Dear Innate, I release any resentment about the accident.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to accept the past.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to accept the past.
Dear Innate, I release all attachments to the past.
Dear Innate, I release all attachments to the past.
Dear Innate, I completely allow myself to love my son.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to completely love my son.
Dear Innate, I release all attachments to my son.
Dear Innate, I release all attachments to my son.
Dear Innate, I allow myself the freedom to live my own life.
Dear Nate, I allow myself the freedom to live my own life.
Dear Nate, I let go.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part of that.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Oh, dear Nate, I let go.
And take a nice deep, deep breath. Like you're coming back into yourself. How does that feel?
Good.
So they're saying with your son, does he respond well to music? Does he love music?
Yes, he does.
Because they're saying play music. I'm thinking, I don't even know if he likes music. Let him play music that, there's some music that just makes you feel good, you know, some music that you just want to sing along, dance along, whatever. Some music is very beneficial to you. So if he loves music that's beneficial to him, make sure that he listens to a lot of music because it really has some healing qualities, and they're saying that it will open him up, and it will also work on his brain.
Okay.
So I'm not telling you to, you know, to do music therapy, although you can check into that if you want to. But it's just a matter of having it in his environment.
Right.
And encourage him to do things that have him interacting with more people, so that he can get out there and laugh and, you know, just be a 24-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And this also gives you the freedom to do the things that you desire to do for you.
Right.
Because they're saying it's like you've put your life on the back burner and focused on him. And they want you to move your life to the front burner and let him focus on him. Because you deserve to be happy.
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
Yeah. And it's time for you to start living your life.
Right.
And actually, that will be beneficial to your son.
Right.
Because if he sees that you are just being you and being happy and living your life, then that gives him the freedom to do the same.
Right.
Yeah, because right now you have a lot of, well, you did have, before we broke them, there was a lot of stuff tied up around him. And in a way that cuts him off as well as frustrating you. So we've got that sorted out now. So, yeah, just love him. Let him be
okay.
Himself. Okay?
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. So think of something fun to do today and go do it, okay?
Yes. All right. Be well.
Okay. You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And now we are moving to the caller from area code 937. Oops. Was I supposed to click on you or not?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hello, Sandy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I was just listening to everybody and listening to everything because you are just so wonderful.
Well, thank you. Well, let's make your life better.
Well, you're such an inspiration to everyone, so I call in to listen to you and all the stuff that you do and all the good that you do for everybody, and you are absolutely wonderful.
Well, thank you. But you're wonderful too, so let me do some good for you. So What should we work on for you?
Love life.
Ooh, okay. So how long has it been?
Oh, gosh. I've been divorced about 21 years.
Oh, so it's a recent thing. Okay.
Yeah, real recent. Yes. Now, I've
and
had a few boyfriends and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've just never gotten serious or, gosh, I guess found anybody to settle down with. And I really do want that.
Well, I'm getting that there's a part of you that's still attached to that divorce.
Ooh.
So, all right, let's do some work and see what they want to clear about that divorce, because as long as you're still attached to that, you're not actually open to having anything else.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, repeat after me. Dear Renate, I cut all ties to my divorce.
Dear Renate, I cut all ties to my divorce.
Dear Renate, I forgive my ex-husband for everything he did wrong.
Dear Renate, I forgive my ex-husband for all that he's done wrong.
Dear Renate, I forgive myself for choosing him.
Dear Renate, I forgive myself for choosing him.
Dear Renate, I let go of my past.
Dear Renate, I let go of my past.
Dear Renate, I give myself permission to love again.
Dear Renate, I give myself permission to love again.
Dear Renate, I create a beautiful relationship.
Dear Renate, I create a beautiful relationship.
Dear Renate, I give myself permission to move forward in my life.
Dear Renate, I give myself permission to move forward in my life.
Dear Renate, I am attracting a man that I can have an equal partnership with.
Dear Renate, I am giving myself permission to attract, okay, I'm lost.
Attract a man that I can have an equal partnership with.
Dear Renate, I give myself permission to attract a man and to give myself an equal partnership.
Dear Renate, I am free from the past.
Dear Renate, I am free from the past.
Dear Renate, I deserve love.
Dear Renate, I deserve love.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, I'm hearing the song Rockin' and Rollin' to a Boogie Woogie Beat, and I have no idea why that popped into my head.
Dance the night away. Yes.
Maybe you're supposed to go out dancing. Maybe that's what they're saying. Oh, you would benefit from
going
out dancing.
I am going out tonight. So
oh,
I'm going out with a bunch of friends. So, yes, maybe that just helped every bit of me.
Yes,
every
maybe
part
so.
Of
all right, let me see what they want to tell me about anybody coming. But sometimes they show me an image, and it's kind of reminds me of an airstrip with a tower, and then I see little lights circling, and those little lights are people who are interested in you who are coming into your life. So let me see if they want to show me your little airstrip. Oh, there it is. Okay, you've got one. Oh, one of your people is landing right now, so you're going to meet him really, really soon.
Wow.
And they're saying that he loves life. He loves to laugh. And he does enjoy dancing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's got beautiful energy. And if you decide you don't like him, there's another one who's almost landing. So he's not going to be there as soon. And there's two more lined up behind that. So.
Oh, awesome.
You get to have choices. So you get to decide which of them, you like best. And all four of them have a beautiful energy. And they are ready to find someone that they can love and adore. And you can let that be you. It's your choice.
That sounds so amazing. I am so ready. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's why I love listening to you. You are awesome.
I guess I should tell you to do the things now that DC always tells people. And you make sure you go in your closet and you clear some space so that he can have some space for his stuff. And you clear out a drawer for him so he has a space for his stuff so that when he comes, there's room for him.
I've already done that.
Wonderful.
Yes. I've done that. I cleared away stuff. I've got empty drawers. I've gotten rid of all the needless things that, you collect over the years. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
I don't need this. And I just cleared stuff out of my house. I've made room.
Wonderful. And do you have a pair of sparkly shoes? I'm seeing sparkly shoes on your feet.
No, I don't.
You might want to get sparkly shoes in whatever style suits you, just to add light. I don't know, it just feels like it would just make you make your hips move more. Seems like a weird thing to say, but that's what it feels like.
That's what it feels like. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so wonderful. Oh, thank you, thank you. You've just made my day.
Well, wonderful. Then I'm glad I clicked on you, even though now I see that your hand wasn't raised and I wasn't supposed to click on you, but I was.
That's okay. That's okay. That's awesome. I love listening to you. I love listening to how much you help everybody and what you do for everybody and how they feel afterwards. I think it gives me pleasure knowing that you do so much for everybody else. So I just, I got started listening to you and I can't stop. So, no, I didn't have my hand raised up, but thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Well, you are welcome, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate you listening. And I'm assuming you do the Dear Innate statements along with other people too, right?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yes, I do. When something resonates with me, I do that. I go right along with them.
Well, fabulous. Well, then get out there tonight in your sparkly shoes and dance and meet Mr. Wonderful and have a great time.
I will let you know. I will.
Okay.
Have a great day, and thank you so much. I appreciate
You're
you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love everybody that I work with. That's why I do this. I love doing this work, and I love the energy of the people who call in, and I love changing that energy and bringing it into alignment with love and happiness and joy and all of that other stuff. That's why I do what I do. Okay. So it looks like we're going to get to end early today because I've gotten through all of my callers, and let's see if guidance has anything they want to say. They want to remind each and every one of us that we are meant to enjoy life. Life is not supposed to be a struggle and hardship and all of that other stuff. Life is meant to be enjoyed. No matter what is happening, you can still be in joy. So if you are ready to start making changes to your life and letting go of all of that old stuff, all of that garbage, all of the darkness, whatever you want to call it, then schedule an energy upcycling session with me. And it's for 30 minutes and it's $99, but it does truly change your life. And I have seen it. I've worked with people who were in absolute tears when I started because their life was so horrible and everything was going wrong and it was horrendous. And at the end, they were laughing and looking forward to life and the next day and the possibilities that it was going to bring. And the only thing we did was we cleared out some of the energy in them so that they didn't have to stay stuck in the negativity and the sadness and the depression and despair. And they got to actually move into the joy. And it works with everyone. And it's a wonderful, amazing feeling. So I encourage you that if this appeals to you, book yourself a session. And I am going to put all of that information on my website this weekend so that people can find it there, because it is time to change. It truly is. All right. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for being you. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.